The Southeast Produce Council held an event in Charlotte over the weekend, and South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers was there and can give us a full report. Commissioner, how was it?
Well, you're right. The Southeastern Produce moved its meeting, I think, maybe for the first time to Charlotte, so a little closer, a little more convenient for some of our producers, and by the attendance of our farmers and, of course, some department folks, that move paid off because it had a nice showing from some producers and processors there in Charlotte, and it was a good meeting in these trade shows. If you go with a purpose, they're very much worth the investment to learn what's new, who is located where now. So many people move around in the industry. Sometimes you have to go to a trade show to find out who's working where. So very pleased at the partnership that the department has. And we were there with Certified South Carolina and then several of our major farmers. Deputy Rawl was there. Titan Farms, Melon One, the largest watermelon grower and packing in the country, you know, based in good old South Carolina, was there. And then a new member of Certified South Carolina from down in the lower part of the country, Luray Peanuts, young man who's taking his peanuts and boiling them, putting them in a pouch, a vacuum-sealed pouch, and really making some nice inroads, and the department's been able to support his initial expansion through ACRE program, so ties it all together.
In your opinion, Commissioner, what are the real benefits of attending these, other than reconnecting with people? What are the benefits, especially for producers and other agribusinesses, to attend and be a part of these trade shows?
Well, for their investment, they get quite a bit of exposure to rekindle, you know, those relationships and maintain them, I guess, maintain those relationships, but build new ones. And with such a competitive field, it's important to always have outreach to bring new people into their marketing opportunities, again, while maintaining those long-standing relationships. And I'm very proud of the reputation that the department has for facilitating those communications. So, again, with half a dozen operations coming from South Carolina over to this meeting, it just tells me that that is a good investment of our time and resources to make those connections, because who knows what type of new sales that might produce.
And also, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Martin Eubanks Sporting Clays Classic. Tell us about that and your old friend that was honored there.
Well, Southern Produce, Southeast Produce has a fundraiser, and they use the platform of Sporting Clays, which everyone enjoys. Mm-hmm. And knowing how much Martin enjoyed that, they named it for him, and so they raise funds to work with the Step Up program, where they take the young executives up and coming and put them, they were in South Carolina probably 3 months ago, give them some exposure to lots of the industry. So it's all around raising dollars to support those in the industry to further their career. So a very worthwhile cause. And I'm honored that they named it for Martin.
The Southeast Produce Council in Charlotte this weekend, and with a full report from South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.